Mourners are filing through the South Carolina State House, where Democratic State Senator Clemente Pinckney lies in state. He was among nine people fatally shot by white gunmen at a historic black church in Charleston last week. The tragedy is prompting South Carolina and other states to take steps in limiting the display of Confederate banners that many view as symbols of slavery. In Alabama, several flags of the Confederacy, including the controversial battle flag, came down this morning at a Confederate monument and the state capitol. Dan Carson of member station WBHM in Birmingham reports it happened quietly by order of the governor.
With little fanfare, Alabama Governor Robert Bentley ordered the removal of four Confederate flags from a monument on the Capitol grounds in Montgomery. He says he did it because of the racially motivated mass shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, and because he didn't want the flags to become a distraction as Alabama grapples with issues including a massive budget deficit. The four flags removed from the memorial were the first, second, and third national Confederate flags and the better-known battle flag. They were put up in the early 90s after then-Governor Jim Folsom removed the battle flag from the state capitol. For NPR News, I'm Dan Carson.